Welcome to Intelligent Medicine, America's foremost program on health, medicine, and nutrition, featuring the latest on both conventional and alternative therapies. Now, here's Dr. Ronald Hoffman.
Welcome to Intelligent Medicine. I'm your host, Dr. Ronald Hoffman. Lots of stuff this weekend. We can share information with you, or we can invite you into the doctor's office. You can get right in if you call us at 888-302-3684. Lots of lines open, and we invite your contribution or question, 888-302-3684. And it's been a busy week on the health front. I was in Baltimore yesterday at Expo East, which is one of two big natural products expos that are conducted every year. There's an Expo West, which is even bigger. But retailers and people involved in the health industry converge twice annually at a big convention, and they look at all the new products and vitamins and supplements and foods and, you know, natural cosmetics and things like that. And this is an amazing industry. It's an extremely robust industry. You go down there and literally you cannot see and experience all the new products in a week of visiting all the exhibits. There's just such a proliferation of products. And, you know, what's trendy, gluten-free is trendy, but also paleo is trendy this year. Lots of paleo products, lots of innovations on the vitamin and supplement front. I met with several of our sponsors down there, Nordic Naturals and Kyolic and Clear, spelled X-L-E-A-R, the folks from EFI that make Dr. O'Hara's and Ridge Active, a really great line of probiotics. And also talked to some potential new sponsors down there, some very interesting developments on the health front that you'll be hearing about soon. So that was my end of the week. And also some great interviews this week. One of the interviews that I really enjoyed doing was on the subject of lymphedema and lipedema. Okay, lymphedema is a condition where you get swelling. You get swelling sometimes that looks like, African elephantiasis, you know, tropical disease where literally your legs are the size of tree trunks. But it doesn't have to be that bad. There's gradations of lymphedema. Lymphedema sometimes occurs in the wake of surgery, like breast cancer surgery, where they take out a lymph node. Or a surgery for lymphoma where they interrupt the lymphatic flow and there may be swelling on one side or another that's disproportionate. And this is a condition that's really hard to treat. It's very aggravating. It's really prevalent. It may be that up to 10% of the population suffer from lymphedema or lipedema. Lipedema is something that is virtually unrecognized, but it's a condition where people have fat accumulation that is really, really stubborn, usually in the lower extremity, predominantly in women, and it's sometimes also associated with the pain and inflammation, fat that hurts. And so there are actually support groups for sufferers. And the angle that we pursued in our podcast with Dr. Emily Eicher, who has a clinic out in California, she has been running the Lymphedema Treatment Center in Santa Monica, California, since the early 1990s. She's an expert in this condition. And she herself, a sufferer of that condition after treatment for cancer, she takes a nutritional approach to this. And yes, there are certain things you do. There's certain physical treatments that you do, compression and certain types of massage, lymphatic drainage procedures. Yeah, that's important, but there's a whole new book on the subject of nutrition for lymphedema. That's just a fascinating interview that nutrition makes a big difference in this condition, something that I've been contending for many years in treating patients with this. And finally, there's a book that outlines a very specific protocol for it. So we'll listen to the podcast. Go to drhoffman.com or subscribe to all our podcasts by going to iTunes or Stitcher or your favorite podcast repository, and take advantage of all the additional information that we share with listeners literally every day. There's a podcast for every day of the week at drhoffman.com. 888-302-3684 if you want to get in on our conversation. And one of the reasons for maybe less calls during this hour is that we're preempted on our flagship station, WOR in New York, by fall football. Fall football, big thing on that radio station, and so sometimes we're not live, and sometimes less volume of callers. But before we get to calls, this is an interesting study on e-cigs. E-cigarettes are very, very controversial because, on the one hand, they pose an alternative to smoking cigarettes, which we know is very, very devastating. And I'll share with you in just a few minutes a study on what actually happens to our DNA when we smoke cigarettes. And it's actually pretty discouraging, even for people who've quit, that there are some very, very serious long-term consequences of smoking. So don't get involved in smoking to begin with, and you know, the sooner you get off, the better. But even if you get off, there's some residual effects, very, very profound. But, okay, so e-cigs, on the one hand, you're not smoking actual smoke. It's you know, some vapor that's being expelled, and it's you literally see these folks walking down the street with, you know, puffing on their e-cigs, and they're shrouded in vapor. It's actually much more smoke than an ordinary cigarette gives off, but it's not it's supposedly not toxic smoke. But one of the problems is that it's now thought to be a gateway drug for kids to get hooked on nicotine, much more readily available to kids to get e-cigs, and it's thought to be innocuous. So there's some there's some little bit of denial involved when you start smoking e-cigarettes. But also I have a concern that literally there's vehicle that propels the nicotine into your lungs that's highly toxic. Plus, it's combined with flavorings that when you inhale, I mean, these flavorings were maybe designed to taste, put on your tongue, but not to inhale deep into your lungs. And so, new article just out this week, several flavorings added to electronic cigarettes impact the toxicity of the devices, according to researchers. Among the tested flavors, one of the most popular, strawberry, was the most toxic. Okay, well, strawberry flavoring doesn't have anything to do with real strawberries. They're, you know, through lab magic, they managed to synthesize the flavor essence of strawberries using a very, very witch's brew of various synthetic chemicals. And it tastes kind of like strawberries, but has nothing to do with the real anti-cancer benefits of strawberries. Strawberries, wonderful anti-cancer thing. Strawberry flavoring, probably highly carcinogenic. The researchers also confirmed an earlier finding that increasing the battery output of these devices significantly increases toxicity. Okay, there's this whole notion of hacking your e-cigarettes to deliver more nicotine or deliver more flavor because, you know, some people find it unsatisfying, so they get a little wonky and they hack their e-cigarettes and make them more potent. Roswell Park Cancer Institute scientists report that several flavorings added to electronic cigarettes impact the toxicity of the devices, and among the tested flavors, strawberry was the most toxic. The study was published in the journal Tobacco Control, and they say that while the flavorings have been certified as safe for eating, that doesn't mean that they're safe when heated and inhaled in e-cigarettes, right? That doesn't follow. And so through a regulatory loophole, they're allowed. Yeah, they're safe when you put it into maybe, you know, candies with artificial flavoring, which is a lot of, by the way, a lot of the products that are supposedly fruit products are not real fruit extract. They're fruit flavored with synthetic ingredients. So they looked at six types of e-cigarettes with different flavors. Tobacco, that's a flavor. Pina colada, menthol, coffee, and strawberry. And what they found is they all had toxic effects, damaging to the lung cells, but in particular, strawberry had harmful effects. So, you know, I got to say, some people say, oh, e-cigarettes are a little better than cigarettes. Don't go there. Just please don't go there. And don't be delusional that smoking e-cigarettes is harmless. I strongly advocate against e-cigarette use. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman. 888-302-3684, and we'll take calls momentarily here on Intelligent Medicine.
Good health isn't always by chance, but with planning and commitment, the payoff is priceless. Essential Formulas is proud to offer unparalleled, scientifically proven probiotic formulations that support the body's ability to maintain health from a microbial and cellular level. Our award-winning Dr. O'Hara's probiotics supports your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint, which promotes digestive and whole health. Dr. O'Hara further developed a unique line of skincare products, natural and chemical-free, all with his signature probiotic support. And our RegActive products contain ME3, the only probiotic scientifically proven to actually produce the master antioxidant glutathione within your body to help maintain cellular health during daily exposure to free radicals, common environmental toxins, and the effects of aging. Look for Dr. O'Hara's line of probiotic products and RegActive at Whole Foods, Sprouts, Vitamin Shoppe, and other fine health food stores nationwide.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at NordicNaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And you can call us 888-302-3684, or you know, maybe you're too busy to call us, it's not convenient, or maybe you don't want to get on the air with millions, literally millions of people listening, and maybe a gun shy about that. But you can pose your question via radio program at AOL.com. Send us an email to radioprogram@AOL.com, and we'll use your question as a jumping-off point for a discussion in our weekly Q&A with Layla, which is a podcast that you can download from drhoffman.com. It's easy. Go there and you'll get an answer, comprehensive discussion, triggered by your question to email to a radio program at AOL.com. But we've got a live caller, Karen from Lakewood Ranch, Florida. Welcome. How are you doing? Hi, Karen.
I'm a little nervous with millions of people listening.
You know, it's a little hyperbole there, okay? So you know what I do sometimes when I feel like I'm a little nervous on this program? I chant this little mantra to myself saying, nobody is listening, okay? Say that to yourself, and then we're just having a conversation, or you and me. Okay. We're just like one-on-one, we're in the doctor's office, okay?
I like it. Thank you. I'm down here on vacation. I'm from Jersey. I'm out on my bike last Tuesday morning, and I get hit by a car.
Ooh.
Yeah. I go to the emergency room, and I'm bruised up in the lower back, and I'm fine, they say. They did scans. But now, the Friday after the Tuesday of the same week, I am having more pain. Go back, and they relook at my scans, and I have compression fracture in my lower back.
They say you got to watch out for these Florida hospitals, you know, and doctors, because they miss stuff.
That's what I was thinking.
So, okay, so you got compression fractures in your spine. And by the way, I feel your pain because I am myself the victim of a bicycle crash, broke my hip in a bicycle crash back in 2006.
Oh, you, so I do know.
Yeah. So you may remember that if you're a regular listener. And so you're in pain, it's the back. And
I'm in pain. My question is, I'm improving every single day. We delayed coming home.
Yep.
Do you think that there's a possibility that, I will just be okay? Or do you think I'll have lingering?
There's every possibility that you'll be okay. Because, by the way, any weekend that you watch the NFL, you'll see that they're guys who get compression fractures. Now, the thing about them is that they're, young guys in their 20s. And that's a really debilitating injury. But the amazing thing is that sometimes these guys are back within a season. They'll sometimes say they have a compression fracture in their cervical vertebra, and that means they'll be out for 6 to 8 weeks. Well, goodness gracious, that's a very serious injury. And the idea that 6 to 8 weeks hence, if the team makes the playoffs, that they're going to be banging heads on the, you know, on the offensive line, that to me is incredible. So there really is a healing capability. Sometimes this is related to osteoporosis. So have you ever had a bone density test?
No, people are telling me because I recover
yeah.
from that. Okay, and I'm 53.
Should. So. Yeah, you should, because sometimes, I mean, any time that, particularly a woman, but, you know, both sexes past a certain age, you have a fracture. And they made me undergo this too. They said, you know, I was in my 50s, and they said, well, you know, you need to get your bones checked because you had a fracture, a hip fracture. I said, well, no, but I fell hard, and I know my bones are strong. I said, yeah, you know your bones are strong, but we want to make sure your bones are strong. We want to just uncover any undiagnosed osteoporosis. Of course, I didn't have osteoporosis. I just fell hard. But, you know, it's a good time to evaluate whether the fracture was just about the physical trauma of the accident or whether you were a little predisposed to fragility by virtue of the fact that your bones were a little weaker. Okay, so get that checked when you come back to New Jersey. In terms of healing, you know, it's going to heal. You got to make sure you have adequate levels of vitamin D. Get your vitamin D levels checked and make sure that they're at least 50 or 60. That can be easily done by, you know, just a blood draw. And also, you know, take certain supplements to enhance bone strength. The one that I like when people have fractures is called Ostinol, O-S-T-I-N-O-L. It's kind of hard to find in health food stores, so go to our website and look up Ostinol. There's a place where you can type it in a search box, and you'll find it listed there. And order some of that. And that'll actually help with bone healing. We use it for osteoporosis, but it's specifically used for fractures. It's bone morphogenetic protein, which is specifically used by orthopedists to help with fracture repair in surgery. And taken orally, it's bioavailable and can help with bone reconstitution. Mm-hmm. And that should help.
Okay, that was very encouraging. Thank you so much. And thanks for everything over the years. I appreciate you very much.
My pleasure. Good question, and you know, the useful discussion about osteoporosis. Other things to be taking, you know, make sure you take form of calcium in the right proportions with other supportive nutrients. The product we use is Osteopreve, and also MK7 vitamin K is helpful with bone repair. So those are some of the things that can make a difference for Karen. Thanks for calling. I'm Dr. Ronald Hoffman, 888-302-3684. And when we return, we're going to talk about something that women can take during pregnancy to reduce the risk that their children will have eczema. This is Intelligent Medicine.
As consumers in the 21st century, we are truly fortunate to have an abundance of choices in our daily lives. But when it comes to digestive health, there should only be one choice. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics, easily recognizable in the bright green box on your retailer's shelf. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics stands out among all others. Never freeze-dried, but always live and viable due to a unique 3-year fermentation process, award-winning Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics provides the restorative balance needed to support your own exclusive probiotic fingerprint. And that is very important, as no two of us are alike. With over 30 years of research, Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics takes digestive and wellness support to a whole new level. So look for the bright green box on your retailer shelf today. Dr. O'Hara's Probiotics are available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, and other fine health food stores nationwide. Discover the Dr. O'Hara difference.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. Before we get back to phone calls, I want to tell you about a very exciting innovation in natural treatment for high blood pressure. It's the Zona Plus, and the interesting story behind it, the therapy comes from U.S. Air Force research projects on fighter pilots. Fighter pilots can get disqualified if their blood pressure is too high. So in an effort to normalize the blood pressure of fighter pilots, they began using a crude version of what you now have as the Zona Plus to normalize blood pressure, and it worked. They did the research. There's good reviews by Mayo Clinic, Harvard Heart Letter, and the American Heart Association. And there are tens of thousands of happy users, and I can attest to that because some of them are my patients. We've been helping people with high blood pressure for 10 years with this device. It's American-made and supported. And while no computer is needed, each Zona Plus comes with a free online account to track and share your results. So if you want to work together with your doctor, as some patients are with me, to show how well you're doing and the compliance, it can be done. It's a high-tech device, simple handheld smart device that you hold for 12 minutes once a day, and it guides you through a patented therapy that's personalized to your unique physiology. As part of a special deal that I have with Zona Health, you can try the Zona Plus risk-free. They offer a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Try the Zona Plus for 3 months, up to 3 months, and see if it works for you. And if it doesn't, you can return it for a full refund. There's no risk to you. As a listener to Intelligent Medicine, the company is now offering you a special savings of $50 and free shipping. So check it out. To find out more, go to tryzonanow.com, special website set up for this, or call toll-free 866-669-9662. Be sure to mention Dr. Hoffman to get your $50 savings and free shipping. That's 866-669-9662 or tryzonanow.com. All right. I promised to talk to you about the long-lasting and devastating consequences of smoking. And look, enough already about smoking. We know it's bad, but here's something even worse. Smoking can leave a permanent imprint on human DNA. It may alter more than 7,000 genes, according to a new study. And the implication is that some of the results of smoking can be long-lasting and even permanent. Researchers did find that for those who stopped smoking, most genes recovered within 5 years of quitting, but some were permanently altered. So these are smoking-related DNA changes, and that is an additional concern associated with exposure to cigarette smoke. But I'll say it goes for all kinds of pollution, all forms of environmental pollution, whether it's bad air or contaminated water. They alter your DNA, and the body has mechanisms to repair DNA, but eventually we overwhelm these repair mechanisms, and the result is various forms of aging and deterioration, but ultimately cancer is a real serious risk with these changes. Okay, this item is kind of a weird item. It's called bagpipe lung. Doctors identify potential bagpipe lung hazard for wind instrument players. I came across an article in the journal Thorax. Thorax is a medical word for chest. And it's a warning to musicians who play wind instruments of a potential hazard they have dubbed bagpipe lung. They document the case of a 61-year-old man who developed a dry cough and progressive breathlessness. And they didn't know what was going on with him, treated him with all kinds of powerful drugs for 7 years. His condition worsened to the point where he couldn't walk more than 20 yards. He was finding it hard to breathe. And finally, he was admitted to the hospital, and he was diagnosed with hypersensitivity pneumonitis, which is not per se an infection, but it's an inflammation. They didn't know what was going on. They asked him, you know, what do you do? Are you a pigeon fancier? We know that, you know, exposure to birds can cause lung infections, weird kinds of lung infections. Did they ask, is your house moldy? Had you recently had a flood? Was there water damage? And were you a smoker? He answered no to all those things. But he did play the bagpipes daily as a hobby. And that was the clue that led to the proper diagnosis. They sampled the bagpipes, and the samples grew various fungi, weird fungi, penicillin species fungi, Rhodotorula, Trichosporin, and fungi with names that I can't even pronounce. And this was devastating because despite treatment, the man died. An autopsy revealed extensive lung damage And literally, his daily bagpipe playing did him in. So they warned that any type of wind instrument could be contaminated with yeasts and molds. And so, as you playing wind instruments, beware of this weird but real potential hazard. All right. I'm looking here at this big controversy about the health of the candidates and divulging medical records. So they came out with this happened a month ago or so. They came out with this letter from Trump that was one of the most ridiculous medical letters that I've ever seen. It was truly a hastily scribed letter by a gastroenterologist. And I'm here in New York, and I've never heard of this guy. Not that they're not thousands of doctors in New York, but this guy is not a well-known doctor. He's the personal physician of Donald Trump. And then he showed a picture of him, and he looks kind of eccentric. He's an older guy in his 60s or 70s. He's got long hair down to his shoulders, it looks like. His office looks a little disheveled, and he's kind of unkempt. And what he says is that Donald Trump is the healthiest guy ever to run for office. Well, okay, it sounds like this letter was somewhat coerced. Look, this is not a political comment on, I don't want to get into political controversy with Donald Trump versus Hillary Clinton, but I'm just talking about medical aspects. And then in the letter, quite comically to people who know anything about medicine, he said all Donald's tests were positive. Well, in medical jargon, when a test is positive, that's bad. You know, if you test for, you know, TB, syphilis, prostate cancer, you know, the correct answer is negative. You test negative for these things. If you test positive for every single thing that is conceivably tested for, it means you've got every disease under the sun. So the letter, of course, was reviewed by many doctors in the media and was much maligned because it sounded kind of bogus. All right. Well, Hillary Clinton, whose health is certainly controversial, and she took a very, very dramatic spill after the 9/11 ceremonies that was just horrendous to see. She comes back with what appears to be a much more comprehensive letter from a doctor who I think is fairly well regarded. And it says here, this is as of September 14th. This letter is a summary update on Hillary Rodham Clinton's health since the release of my previous medical statement in July 2015. And it's, you know, it attempts to provide full disclosure on all her medical conditions. I'm not going to comment on this other than to say something very interesting. It's a long letter, and it talks, you know, gives her, you know, what antibiotics she's taken and that she's had, you know, various conditions, and it gives her, you know, blood test results. But what I noticed, some kind of interesting, they note that her triglycerides are 159, which they say is fine, it's normal. But in my book, and in the book of a lot of people who do, who are more proactive about cardiovascular prevention, a triglycerides of 159 is not good. It is a sign that's usually associated with some degree of insulin resistance or overweight, or a propensity to consume too many carbohydrates. A patient comes to me and their triglycerides are 159. I say, you're eating too many carbs, maybe too much in the way of bread, pasta, sugar, juice, or even fruit, because it's the carbohydrates that get transformed into circulating fats, which is what triglycerides are. So the other thing that's interesting is one thing about Donald Trump's disclosure is they give his height and weight, which is not exactly complimentary because the guy is overweight, but he's right out there. He's 234 pounds or 236 pounds, which is too much weight for his frame. But at least there's a disclosure about it. Nowhere in this detailed note about Hillary Clinton's health is there any data about her height and weight, which is a very, very important health parameter, right? When it comes to fitness, because we all are concerned with height and weight. And yeah, you know, some of you ladies out there may identify with Hillary Clinton's predicament, because past a certain age, it's harder and harder to maintain optimal weight. And maybe, just maybe, it's a very, very personal bit of information to disclose your weight. Many of you might be very loath to disclose your weight, But there it is, a comprehensive medical note, absent some very important details, with a hint that just maybe all that food on the campaign trail is not doing Hillary a lot of good when it comes to her metabolism. 888-302-3684. By the way, this hopefully is not designed to endorse or disqualify one or another of the presidential candidates from the standpoint of health. I think I'm an equal opportunity critic of these so-called medical disclosures that leave a lot to be desired. This is Intelligent Medicine.
If you were there for the dawning of the Age of Aquarius, this message is for you. You can fight the effects of aging by eating right, exercising, and getting some garlic every day. The healing and health-giving properties of garlic are as wonderful as Venus aligning with Mars. And the easiest way to get all of garlic's benefits is with Kyolic Aged Garlic Extract. Natural aging makes organically grown kyolic a true antioxidant. Hospital and university studies show that kyolic aged garlic extract helps maintain healthy cholesterol levels and normal blood pressure while improving circulation. Kyolic even helps build your immune system so you can keep on keeping on. For more information or to find a store near you, visit kyolic.com. That's KYOLIC.com. Kyolic aged garlic extract for people who take their garlic and their health seriously. Kyolic aged garlic extract is available at Vitamin Shoppe, Whole Foods, Sprouts, GNC, and fine health food stores everywhere.
At Nordic Naturals, we know that a commitment to deliver the world's safest, most effective omega oils requires an exceptional process. That's why we manage every step of production, from boat to bottle. That includes sustainably sourcing wild-caught fish from well-managed fisheries. It means using state-of-the-art equipment and technology at our manufacturing plant in Arctic Norway. Nordic Naturals bottles and encapsulates our omega-3s at our own facility and carefully ships products from our eco-friendly headquarters in California. The result? Nordic Naturals products have received more than 40 awards for taste, innovation, and product excellence. You can trust the quality of Nordic Naturals products and know you're getting all the health benefits omega-3 fish oils offer. Nordic Naturals' high-quality, great-tasting omega-3s make staying healthy easier for you and your family. When choosing an omega-3 fish oil product, choose the number one fish oil in the U.S. Choose Nordic Naturals. Available at natural product retailers or online at nordicnaturals.com.
Welcome back to Intelligent Medicine. Dr. Ronald Hoffman with you. And this item attests to the devastating effects of anxiety on not just the mind, but the body. Men who suffer from anxiety are more than twice as likely to die from cancer as men who don't. Now, interestingly, in the same study, they did not find such a strong correlation with increased cancer deaths in women. But it's a big study. It was done in Great Britain and Europe. And they refer to, this is not just, look, ask any average person, are you anxious? And they'll say, yeah, I'm, you know, one point or another, there's anxiety. But generalized anxiety disorder, it's actually abbreviated GAD, G-A-D, affects around 5% of the adult population. And these are people who are anxious all the time. It's disabling, debilitating, and it may even lead to increased risk of suicide. But what it consists of is excessive, uncontrollable worry about many areas of life. And so there are a lot of ramifications to this. People have muscle tension, insomnia, inability to concentrate because they're just, you know, consumed with anxiety, and restlessness. And so we know that there's a mind-body connection, and clearly there are health consequences. But does it lead to cancer? And what they found is that when it comes to men, there was a twofold increase, twice the risk of cancer, although this association was not found in women. So they say in the summary, our study is the largest one to look at the relationship between cancer and anxiety. We found that men with generalized anxiety disorder are over twice as likely to die of cancer as men without this condition. And they tried to control for other factors. This holds true even after taking account of a range of additional factors such as age, major chronic diseases, because you might say, well, you're already sick, so that's why you're anxious. No, they tried to control for that. or smoking. Maybe, you know, you're anxious, some more men smoke. Well, they tried to control for that too. They matched the amount of smoking in the anxiety group versus the control group. Alcohol use, no, that was controlled for. Physical activity, maybe if you're anxious, you exercise less, no, okay. And medications, is the anxiety medications that are causing the cancer? Well, no, because they tried to match to some extent, the extent possible, they tried to control for that too. So there is something intrinsic about anxiety that may affect the immune system or may promote inflammation. It's not clear how this works. They say the intense distress that these people suffer often on a daily basis creates a great deal of bodily stress, and that's bound to have a major impact on many physiological processes, including immune surveillance of cancerous cells. Because, you know, we are constantly manufacturing mutations in our body, and our immune system comes in and mops up and fixes it. But anxiety may freeze your immune surveillance, thus rendering you more likely to develop cancer. But for one reason or another, the effect is more pronounced in men. You know, I always said, you know, when it comes to health, men take it on the chin. I mean, women are afflicted with a lot of problems, but in general, live longer, and men are more prey to stress-related disorders, although women have plenty of stress. All right, this item is very important because gluten intolerance is controversial, because you go to a doctor and you say, I think I'm intolerant to gluten, I'm eating a gluten-free diet. Your doctor says, why are you doing that? You don't have celiac disease. And you may say, well, I think I feel better when I'm off gluten. Gluten bothers me. The doctor may say, well, look, if you don't have celiac disease, it's no biggie. You can eat gluten. And in fact, the doctor may suggest that you be tested for celiac disease, demonstrate that you don't have celiac disease, and then give you a green light to consume gluten. So very interesting study. I think this is going to revolutionize our understanding of why many people who do not have celiac disease, they don't have the blood test results, they don't have the biopsy results, there's no proof that they have any sensitivity whatsoever to gluten, they do better in the absence of gluten. And what this study does, the study is done in Italy, where they do a lot of celiac disease research. Study participants included individuals who reported symptoms in response to wheat intake and in whom celiac disease and wheat allergy were already ruled out. So they compared them to patients with celiac disease and healthy controls who did not report any problems with gluten. And they found some markers. These are not commonly done tests, and I guess I could order these tests, but they would be super expensive and hard to do. These are advanced laboratory tests. Individuals who were sensitive to gluten had increased serum levels of CD14 and lipopolysaccharide binding protein, as well as antibody reactivity to bacterial LPS. And, you know, don't ask for these tests, because these are not commonly available tests. These are tests done under a very, very advanced research conditions. And markers of intestinal epithelial cell damage were elevated in affected individuals. So what they say here, the take-home message, is that this is real. Something really is happening in these people. It is not merely a figment of their overheated imaginations. There actually is, at some level, that's not detectable by usual tests or biopsies, some level of irritation, inflammation, and damage that is occurring in people who report sensitivity to gluten. And finally, this headline, chronic fatigue syndrome is in your gut, not your head. Okay, they sometimes say, well, chronic fatigue syndrome is something, it's psychological, there's an element of depression. Maybe do some talk therapy and, you know, talk yourself out of it. Well, there are no real good tests for chronic fatigue syndrome. They're working on some kind of test, but Epstein-Barr tests are not really very revealing about the status of a person with chronic fatigue syndrome. For the first time, Cornell researchers report that they've identified biological markers of the disease. How did they find them? They found them in the gut. There was a change in the profile of bacteria in the intestinal tracts of patients with chronic fatigue syndrome. So it may be that in the future, the implications are a stool test could diagnose chronic fatigue syndrome, but even more importantly, imbalances in intestinal bacteria may be the key to unlocking new therapies for chronic fatigue syndrome by cleaning up the gut with diet changes, with probiotics, maybe with medications or herbs that suppress the growth of harmful bacteria or yeast, that we can move these patients into recovery mode, because the problem begins in the gastrointestinal tract. Thanks very much for joining us today. Hope you've learned something. I found it fun. And make sure you check out our website at drhoffman.com, download our podcast, follow us on Facebook and Twitter, and subscribe to our newsletter. Lots of information there. You can become a more informed listener to Intelligent Medicine. Have a great weekend.